Belfast International Airport's in the spotlight to some extent this morning after an event which was a DUP event that they're sponsoring. Sinn Féin, they're criticising the airport because of its involvement in what they see as a DUP event that was held in Ballymena. The national chairperson, Declan Kearney, has been saying the airport needs to clarify its role in this particular event. Ian Paisley tended to be the master of ceremonies at it to some extent. He was interviewing Priti Patel, who's a former government minister, on the stage. And of course, they would have, shared interest in Brexit and all of that. Declan Kearney from Sinn Féin is on the line. Declan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Just outline your annoyance at this and why you're so annoyed.
I am concerned that we have a situation where Belfast International Airport, which serves all sections of our community, and as the regional airport for this part of the island, appears to have found itself in a situation where it has been providing financial sponsorship to an event organised by the DUP, which in itself raises clear perceptions in relation to a partisan relationship developing between the airport and that particular political party, a political party which does not represent or seek to represent the broader concerns of all sections of our community, is gay rights, is opposed to marriage equality, language rights, and of course it is opposed to legacy and crest rights and coroner's courts being made available within our society. But I understand that the event itself also had a focus on the positive promotion of Brexit. And at this particular point in time, with the threat which arises from Brexit for both the regional and the island economies, and I think also for the increased growth and productivity of the airport, I do think there's a significant contradiction in the airport associating itself to an event which in turn was actively and positively promoting the Tory Brexit agenda.
Well, now, the airport, and we've been in touch with them, they say they support all political parties where it's clear the events they organise or are part of are to the benefit of Belfast International Airport. And they say they are currently campaigning for the removal of air passenger duty, and that means engaging with senior government figures to get their points across. So they were hitting two targets there over the weekend. They were in touch with a major political party. They were getting the ear of a person who's very close to the Conservative hierarchy, and they're trying to emphasise that air passenger duty is not good for any of us as customers here in Northern Ireland.
Well, to borrow your analogy of attempting to hit two targets, I think we have a situation where all of that has in fact backfired dramatically from a positive PR perspective. The reality is that the airport now finds itself in a situation where significant questions need to be asked about the judgment in relation to this decision, how it was rationalised, the logic behind it, the level of approval for the decision to associate itself to this event. And clearly there are issues now arising which bring into question the nature of relationships between the DUP, between Belfast International Airport itself and the PR company, which was involved in helping to facilitate this event and the airport sponsorship, as I understand it. Belfast International Airport doesn't just serve all sections of our community and isn't just central to the regional economy. It's also owned by airports worldwide. Its headquarters is in Houston, Texas. I intend to engage in direct correspondence with the owners of the airport to establish if they were aware of the sponsorship. And indeed, if airports worldwide would approve of this type of financial sponsorship for a political party here in the north of Ireland, which is so opposed to a rights-based society.
Do you take it from the sponsorship that Belfast International Airport supports Brexit?
They have supported an event which, at its core, was positively promoting the Tory Brexit agenda. And I think that now is a question which the Belfast International Airport management must clarify, and I intend to correspond directly with the airport management on that and other issues.
Yeah, it's a question that we've sent to their public relations department. Somebody asked them, does Belfast International Airport support Brexit? We just want to get an answer on that. As yet, we haven't had that reply. They do say they support all our political parties where it's clear the events they organise are part of, or indeed the events they organise or are part of, are to the benefit of the airport. They support all our political parties. Have they liaised in the past at any point with Sinn Féin?
I have met the management of the airport and been in correspondence with them in the past on issues of mutual concern and to the benefit of the airport itself. But the point is that the judgment that has been used in these circumstances must now be reviewed as to how the airport has found itself in the embarrassing situation of real perceptions arising regarding having a partisan relationship with one particular political party here in the north of Ireland. And it does raise significant public interest issues in respect of Brexit, the nature of the financial sponsorship, and whether indeed this decision made by the Belfast International Airport Management would be in line with the type of corporate values sponsored by airports worldwide in Houston.
It is a private company. It has the right to make its own decisions about where it puts sponsorship money for tables.
Oh, absolutely. It does, of course. And that's why I intend to establish from airports worldwide whether it, as the owners, would consider that this was an appropriate corporate decision, a consistent decision with the type of corporate and commercial values that airports worldwide would sponsor in itself. Given that we have a situation now where the Belfast International Airport appears to have aligned itself financially with an event being organised on behalf of the Democratic Unionist Party.
Will Sinn Féin be approaching it for sponsorship for a forthcoming Sinn Féin-type meeting or dinner?
I have no intention of going to the airport asking for financial backing or financial assistance. The issue here, Frank, is not about financial support. The issue here is the consequence of having provided financial sponsorship and how that in turn then raises questions in relation to the commercial reputation of the airport and in circumstances where it appears to have associated itself with an event which was positively promoting the Tory Brexit agenda, which is clearly against the better interests of our regional economy. And I would have assumed by extension would have run counter to the better interests and the strategic development of the airport itself.
Well, surely the best thing for you to do is to approach the airport to organise an event where you're the compere as opposed to Ian Paisley, and you're questioning someone who is anti the Tory Brexit strategy, and ask the airport would they like to sponsor that, as you are the second biggest party in Northern Ireland.
I think that's a diversion away from the point. This is about commercial values and commercial ethics, good judgment, and ensuring that when the public interest is at stake, that the airport management make the appropriate and the consistent decisions, bearing in mind that the airport itself is designed as a service to benefit all sections of our community.
Okay, Declan Kearney, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Declan Kearney, the National Chairman with Sinn Féin. Brian's got a point. He's on line two. Brian, good morning.
Morning, Frank. Sorry, I'm just pulling in here. I think this is really a cover-up job for Sinn Féin. Let's put it as a known goal for the DUP. I think Declan Kearney's trying to airbrush out of existence the last 10 to 14 days that Sinn Féin have had bad press about the setting up of the executive and other things that have gone on in the country since then. He's talking about his American...
But Brian, has anyone had good press? Is there any either of the parties, have any of them had good press?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, any press for Belfast International Airport and the and Northern Ireland in general is good press. I don't want to pay airport taxes.
In terms of the last fortnight, in relation to Stormont and whatever, has anyone had good press? That's the point. You say Sinn Féin are trying to airbrush the bad press.
They've had the bad press because they refuse to move one iota on any of their subjects. But let's set that aside and let's talk about...
Yeah, but we could easily argue that they've all had bad press. You know, depends on how you look at it. There's been as much mud slung at the DUP as there has been at Sinn Féin over the past few weeks.
Quite correct. And I would be, and as a member of the DUP, I'd be the first to sling the mud at the DUP because there's a lot of what went on in recent days that I don't agree with as a party member. But I'll tell you something now. Declan Kearney can go to his friends Norrie in America and let them approach the Texas company that owns Belfast International Airport. They sponsored terrorism here for 40 years and wasn't a word about it.
Well, it was often argued and debated. But the point that you're making about the Belfast International Airport in relation to airport passenger duty, you buy that. That's the main reason that Belfast International Airport would be liaising with any political party.
Correct. And it's the airport of my choice. Not Dublin. It's the airport of my choice because I want to fly internationally from my own country with no airport duty. So Declan Kearney, I'm sure Declan Kearney's constituents would also be quite happy to have their airport duty tax taken off them as well. I'm sure there'll be no complaint about that.
So you think that'll deliver that? They sponsor a dinner in a posh hotel in Ballymena, and
They're lobbying those MPs that go to Westminster to lobby on our behalf. Not Declan Kearney, because he doesn't know where Westminster is.
So that's the line of approach from the Belfast International Airport is now going to suggest to us that it might happen. How quickly is airport passenger duty tax going to disappear?
I have no idea, Frank. That's up to the lobbyists. But I'll tell you something now. If we sit on our finger all day, nothing will be done. And Stormont last week proved that. Nothing will be done. Somebody has to be proactive. They're being proactive here. Ian Paisley Jr. was the chairperson of it. It wasn't a party political thing. It was a business thing. And business coming to Northern Ireland is important, especially in Ballymena.
It was 150. It was 150 quid for a ticket at a table. Were you at it, Brian?
No, I wasn't at it. I don't go to their sponsored dinners. I don't go to them. All I'm saying is this here, it's a business arrangement, and as far as I'm concerned, it suits me down to the ground. I don't want to pay airport duty tax.
Okay.
And if they can lobby for that in Westminster on behalf of Belfast International Airport, well and good.
Okay. Now, Brian, very clear on it. Thank you. U105. 25 to 10, Thomas often gives an opinion on the programme, and this morning he wants to make a statement in relation to Belfast International Airport. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Frank. Frank, I've never heard so much nonsense coming out of Declan Kearney's mouth in my life. I mean, at the end of the day, this is a private company who were asked for a bit of sponsorship, or they had representatives at a table at a DUP thing here. And I mean, maybe Declan and all maybe should boycott the airport and not use it anymore, saying it's a DUP international airport now. The PSNI were at a Sinn Féin sponsored event last year, where the chief constable was up and speaking to the crowds and speaking to the representatives in that area. I mean, does that mean the PSNI now support everything that Sinn Féin support?
Yeah, but the PSNI is different from Belfast International Airport. Belfast International Airport is not something that you would associate with anything political, whereas the police is intertwined with the whole political environment and would be expected to liaise with every party.
Maybe Sinn Féin haven't contacted the International Airport. If the DUP maybe were speaking to the International Airport, as was pointed out there, about the charges from the airport. So if a particular political party contacts them and says, right, we're holding an event where we're going to be pushing for to get rid of those charges, What's wrong with the international airport? The international airport's a private company. They're looking after their airport. They're looking after their customers. They're trying to get a good deal for their customers. And the DUP are in a fantastic position to work along with the government because they've got all their MPs who actually do go and try and do their best. For Northern Ireland, they don't sit in Northern Ireland and wave placards and moan about that, not attending the House of Commons and then complaining. I mean, everything that the DUP are involved with, they vilify the government because the DUP are working. Like, are the DUP not meant to be, are members of Parliament of the DUP not meant to be trying to get deals, trying to get the best for Northern Ireland while the party that do sit? Because all they've done, they sit and complain, nationalists and Catholics and Republicans over the last lot of months have done nothing but moan and whinge about the DUP making deals with the government here, whilst they vote en masse for a party, knowing fine really that they're not going to go and represent them. So if the airport needs representatives to go to the government and the DUP are the only people that are going to do that, why would they not maximise the contact that they have and use the DUP to try and get rid of those charges?
Well, let me put this to you. If the Belfast International Airport was sponsoring a £1,500 a table event that Sinn Féin had organised in a West Belfast hotel, would we be discussing it this morning?
Well, you probably would, Frank, because...
Because every Tom, Dick and Harry in the country would be onto it asking, why is Belfast International Airport sponsoring Sinn Féin?
What you need to say to yourself is, if Sinn Féin were trying to get rid of those charges, if Sinn Féin were pushing, I mean, you can't say that somebody who's involved with a political party supports every single thing that party supports. I mean, not every Sinn Féin supporter supports every single policy that Sinn Féin have, and that's the same with the DUP. So, I mean, if Sinn Féin are standing, and I'm no lover of Sinn Féin, obviously, Frank, but if a Sinn Féin representative is standing there saying, right, we're going to meet the airport today, we want to get rid of these taxes, I'd support them 100% on what they're trying to get.
Yeah, but there's one thing, and you know, Sinn Féin will lobby all sorts of groups, including, I'm sure, the airport about issues as well, but it's one thing lobbying and liaising, it's another thing sponsoring the fundraising dinner.
Frank, people go to dinners all the time. If you go to a dinner for a charity, I mean, Who pays for the table for that? I mean, if someone's going to a specific dinner, an event, to try and sort something out, people do buy tables. I mean, if they're sending representatives from the airport to go to that event where they're going to meet the DUP and other political parties who have a bit of influence to try and get rid of those charges in the airport, which everybody wants. I mean, what's the complaint? If you don't have to like a whole party, but I mean, there's some things that Sinn Féin would be pushing for that I agree with, but I wouldn't vote Sinn Féin. It's the same thing. Some people in Sinn Féin voters within the Roman Catholic community, they would maybe support the DUP on their stance on abortion, but not Sinn Féin's. But they'll vote the Sinn Féin party because there's a lot more sort of things that they might agree with obviously United Ireland and stuff like that. So you can't just pick and choose one wee thing. All they're doing, I mean, they're vilifying a DUP representative for having one of our constituency meetings where they were asked to go to a hall, and they started vilifying the hall. Never mind anything that was happening. This hall was supporting the DUP. Do you know what I mean? And that's what they're doing. Anything that's connected to the DUP, they're just trying to vilify everything.
Okay. I think the issue in the hall is in relation to some of the bands that marched and the banners that they carried in honour of people who had been in one of the paramilitary organisations. But that's one for a discussion of about a week ago, and maybe it'll come up again in the future.